We started out, descending the volcano on its eastern flank, while before us the great valley of the Pelongo River stretched out to a limitless horizon. The clear air, the amber sunshine, Will's eager interest in all things, and my private hope of discovering a means of escape enabled us to bear the difficulties of the road, which was frequently crossed by streams or scarred by deep wheel ruts. Tell me, Bix, how many languages do you speak?
I can understand 17 major languages, including Etruscan, Hittite, Hypsilophodont, and can mimic with absolute precision the bubbling of a sulfur spring and many other sounds of nature.
Can we hear some?
Of course.
Is that the bubbling sulfur spring?
No. That is a brook. This is a sulfur spring.
I can hear the difference.
You can! Excellent. Here we are. A shortcut. This way.
Instead of shortcut, Bix should have said wet feet. The route we now followed drew to the edge of a vast swamp.
Let me show you something.
What is that, Bix?
Come over here, both of you. You see, these are totora roots.
I see.
Now I nip them off with my beak. And now, watch. See how I bind them?
Aha.
Together, we will make a boat.
Much like those used by the fishermen of Lake Chad.
If you say so. This is the old Dinotopian design. Come now, let's get busy.
But Bix, I can't snip them off. I don't have a beak.
Really? I hadn't noticed. I'll do the nipping. You do the tying. I know of a settlement in the marshes.
People live in here?
Oh, yes, people and crested hadrosaurs.
I've never seen a crested hadrosaur.
Well, you will see them soon and hear them. That's for certain.
We arrived at the settlement and spent a few days there, drying out in the smoky attics of their houses. Each of the hadrosaurs was equipped with its own distinctive resonating chamber, which it used to hoot at others of its own kind, even if these kinfolk were miles away through fog and forest. One evening, after a deafening concert of raspy hadrosaur honking, a hollow log was drummed to order silence. Then all assembled craned their necks and stared into vacancy, listening for the answering foghorn. The humans then took their turn, employing an array of remarkable horn-like instruments. They shut their eyes and puffed out their cheeks like frogs who have swallowed fat flies.
Oh, how beautiful!
Bix, you find this entertaining?
Oh, exceedingly so! And educational. Now here you see someone dressed like a Lambeosaurus and performing as one. And over there, is a man most admirably attempting the Parasaurolophus. Not an easy task. And further down the line, the Corythosaurus. Have you ever heard anything from your world that could equal such splendid pomp and bombast?
Actually, yes. We call it the United States Senate.
Oh. Are they professional performers?
Oh, yes. We shoved off early next morning. The music of the Hadrosaurs gradually gave way to the distant, deep, steady reverberation of a great waterfall. Along the banks of the stream, armored dinosaurs wobbled into the sunny places, giving the appearance as they stood side by side of a gently heaving cobblestone street. At intervals, a head would bob up to watch us. Bix, is that a warning?
It means black rocks, white water.
The rapidly moving current gathered even more force as we swept around a sharp bend in the river.
Look out! We're going over!
Climbing up the rocks and gasping for air, we beheld Waterfall City for the first time. From our high perch, we gazed down on the foaming waters, wondering how we might make a crossing.
Father, look!
All at once, several objects appeared above the city. They approached, and to my utter amazement, I saw they were flying vessels with sail-like wings coasting through the air without flapping and steering directly for a flat rock not far below us. The pilot gestured us aboard. Bix and my son scrambled on, but I took some time, seeking first to convince myself that the silk and bamboo structure was sound and that our weight would not overload this flying vessel. Finally, I boarded, and with a heave, we were pushed over the edge of the cliff and suddenly aloft. Our flight gave us a clear vista of the city and its great dome, on which I was able to observe a vast map of the continents. But the map makers are sadly confused, the land masses being all linked together in a jumble. Our flight ended as we skittered to a stop in a lofty open square. A colorful crowd greeted us with cheers and escorted us through the swirling vapors of Waterfall City.